أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. صدق الله العظيم. This is part of ayah number 264 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the 8th of the Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, that is in the Quran Sharif. In the seventh one, the one before this, two aspects were discussed. One was to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the sustenance, the rozi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. And of course, whatever we have, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect, the sense of urgency, spend before Qiyamah. And that is spend before your death. This ayah discusses the pertinent attitude of the spender, the giver of charity, and one needs to abide by this verse with great urgency, with great importance. Insofar as this ayat is concerned, the ayats before and the ayats after all discuss different aspects of charity, different aspects of giving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is termed as infaq, what we will call lillah or sadaqa or khairat. And perhaps there is no other part of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the aspect of charity like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses it over here. The discussion in actual fact, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the merit of charity, and in the verses before this, the sum total of that verse is that a person spends in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he will get 700 times the reward depending on a person's sincerity, a person's ikhlas, why a person did it, what was the motives, etc. But the second aspect is that these verses discuss the conditions which make sadaqah, charities, acceptable in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to give, but one is to give with those conditions with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And the third are those charities a person gives but then carries out deeds that will render the charity null and void in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One or two very important aspects with regards to charity. Number one is the sincerity with which we give the charity. There must be no other motivation but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There must be no other motivation but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a very delicate issue actually when it comes to the matter of spending. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses it in such detail in these verses. The second aspect is whatever we give has to be pure, it has to be halal, and it has to be derived from halal sources. These are the very basic two fundamental principles of giving out charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now sometimes we have abided by these two. When we gave, we were very sincere. We gave it for the sake of Allah ta'ala. What we had given was absolutely pure. It was absolutely halal. We earned it in the halal sense. We earned it from the halal sources and we spent it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us and Allah ta'ala is saying, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you who have brought iman, do not nullify, do not destroy your sadaqat, do not destroy your charity by two things. One is bilman and the second is wal-adha. Man actually means to remind the recipient of the favor that you had incurred. Another English word is to brag. A person gives somebody sadaqah and then he reminds the person of the favor the whole life. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been where you are in your life. I did your bursary, that is why you are where you are. So we begin to brag about it and we remind the person. And the other is adha. Adha means to cause harm to the person, to give takleef to the person. That sometimes we gave the person sadaqah, charities, now we expect favors from that person. We expect things free in return. The man needs to work for us, but we will not pay the person because we had done this and that. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want from an individual. Now the very understanding of this is, we all know the rules of salat, so it's very easy for us to understand this concept. That before we make our namaz, there are conditions. One or two conditions. One is that we would have to be in a state of ghusl. The other, we have to be in a state of wudu. And then, of course, the other conditions, and then we start our namaz. No wudu, no ghusl, no namaz. The second is when we have started our namaz, then we have to refrain from certain things, eating and drinking. However, we need to refrain from speaking in our salat. So you apply the same concept with regards to our charities. Our heart, our niyat must be clean. The wealth that we give must also be clean. And now when we gave the charities, when we gave the sadaqah, then thereafter, like how we cannot speak in the namaz, do not speak about the charity. Do not speak to the person about it in a bragging way. Do not bring harm to the person. Do not speak to anyone else. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. A very simple rule that has been placed down by a great imam, a great muhaddith, Imam Shabi rahmatullah alayh. It actually heightens a person's condition, a person's seriousness about giving charities. He said that until and unless the giver of charity understands and realizes that he is more in need of the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the recipient is in need of his charity. If I can understand that I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, the thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the recipient of my charity, then that person is going to be able to abide by this. But until and unless we do not have that understanding, then our charities will become null and void, and in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, we will lose out. We are giving the wealth. It is precious to us. The person may benefit or may not benefit. But however, from our side, we are breaking the reward and the thawab by breaking the deed, by speaking about the charities. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.